Walt Disney's production studios in Orlando, Florida rented two Barbary lions from Tim Segos of Fort Lawn, South Carolina. Tim Segos took Bonehead and Chipegway there so the animators could capture their personalities and gestures. Now was born Simba the Lion King. Some months later, Tim Heyer of Oakley, Kansas bought the cub Chipegway. Chipegway actually lived in Tim's house until the city passed ordinances running the baby Lion King out of town. However, Tim was impatient and authoritative with the animal. In protest, the cub beat him up and tore his shirt. Now the cub is sold to me, Jeffrey Harsh, for $500. This is called a hide price, the price of a taxidermist or a shooting farm. This is the protocol so as to save the cub's life. I don't look at it as buying the animal, but as paying ransom to save the exotic animal. Chipegway grew from a happy-go-lucky cub to an annoying, chewy cub. As a teenager, he was quite carefree. Then he became an adult. I will kick your butt if you take my food kind of attitude. After being evicted from a house in town, Chipegway moved into a 200-feet square cage in the country. Compliments of the animal refuge. When I fed him every day, I visited with him. He seemed happy, tumbling, playing, and no spankings. No climbing the curtains, no eating the kids' toys, no running down 2-year-old Ashley. He had no reason to be in trouble. This was his home and he could do as he pleased. His personality changed from a get-out-of-my-face attitude to a happy, carefree attitude. The animators of Lion King captured this part of Chipegway's personality more than any other part. Example, the footage of when he walked across a log over the river singing, "Don't worry, be happy." This was his personality, a bouncy, happy-go-lucky cub with an odd care in the world. When Chipegway was nearly 3 years old, he began to leave behind puberty. Although he was not quite old enough to breed, he was evidencing that the King of the Jungle attitude. Throw my meat through the door, and if it is opened again, I will kick your tush, showing teeth and claws in lion braille. Chipegway had a male lion roommate to play with about the same age. The alpha lion was not a Barbary lion like Chipegway, so Chipegway was growing much faster than his roommate. Historically, some Barbary lions have been known to develop to 17 feet in length. About 4 years of age, Chipegway began to develop his intuitive nature and did not feel the need to prove himself. He became more self-assured and just observed everything with a watchful eye. Also, he appeared to have healing qualities to a person who touched him or petted him. Women with mental trauma seemed to release it. Men forgot their tough guy macho and returned to adolescence. One day, Dan, a transient, volunteered to help me clean the lion's cage and throw out the old bones. Dan opened the lion's door as I threw out the old bones and cow heads. Then he would close it when I gathered more. The lions appreciated a clean house and left me alone when I cleaned. This time, however, Chipegway suddenly jumped to his feet, flew past me before I could blink, and tried to get Dan at the door, leaving me locked inside. The transient man stepped back 6 feet as the lion tried to grab him through the bars. Why? 2 days later, when the transient stole the refuge's diesel pickup, I understood what Chipegway was endeavoring to tell me. It was a great truck with no theft insurance, so there would be no truck coming back. I really wished I could have spoken lion, then I would not be driving the junk truck that the refuge has today. For now, a rich refuge is made up of an abundance of things it can get along without. Chipegway came to show great respect and appreciation to me, and now I didn't have to watch my backside. He became a very close and endearing friend. He no longer needed to dominate me, but now showed me greater respect and admiration than any other dog or house cat in my experience. Chipegway was over 10 feet long and knew he was king, but he didn't have to take advantage of his size. Many so-called experts have stated big cats don't make good pets, but they never saw Chipegway and I hug each other. Many times in the books of the Bible, the Barbary lion was used as a spiritual icon. The credibility of the Barbary lion as a spiritual symbol cannot be beaten. Unfortunately, the last Barbary lion in the wild was shot in Morocco. Only a handful managed to escape into captivity, as a king in Morocco kept some as pets. Since then, we don't know how much interbreeding has been done with the lions, which we see today in zoos. Like the sands of time, Chipegway is no longer with us. His brother Bonehead is still living with his best friend and master, Tim Segos, on Segos Road in Fort Lawn, South Carolina. Like the carrier pigeon, the Barbary lion is one of our great international treasures, but now on the verge of extinction. I would guess that there are less than 50 Barbaries left in the world. Living with a Barbary lion was like a revolving door or a time warp. I don't know the thoughts of the other two fellows who own Chipegway, but as for myself, I tamed the beast and the beast tamed me. I have become more aware of the Lord and the redemptive plan with humans through the changing times and the personalities and characters of Chipegway, the Barbary Lion King.